Hi there. The word for today is on teaching children patience. In Luke 8 verse 15 we read, "Bring forth fruit with patience." Here are five more teaching tips. First, teach by experiment. Toddlers through tweens can appreciate the time it takes for a plant to grow. So, involve them in planting a seed and watching it grow. Explain how everything in life takes time to change and develop. In other words, teach him the meaning of Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1, where it says, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven." Second, make use of visuals. Younger children especially need visuals when they're waiting for an event to happen. For example, if it's 4:30 and dinner's at 5, you could use a timer. If it's 18 days until family holiday, let them mark the days off on a calendar. Often their problem with waiting is not knowing when it will end. And three, don't interrupt and don't tolerate interruptions. Toddlers to teens, they do it. Kids interrupt, and adults do too. Interruptions are usually a rude and frustrating display of impatience. Unless it's an emergency, be clear, kids and adults are to wait their turn to speak. And by the way, it's more than just good manners, it's obeying God's word, which says in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 7, there is a time to keep silence. And number four, make use of board games. Most board games require taking turns, which means waiting. You know what? Your kids hardly realize that they're practicing patience, but they are. Chess and draughts are good for tweens. Scrabble educates teens and teaches them patience. And number five, reward their patience. When your toddler waits for his sippy cup to be filled while you feed the baby, thank him for waiting so well. If your teen saves her money to buy a new phone, compliment her wisdom and reinforce it by perhaps donating the last few pounds to her purchase. The word for you today is teach your children patience.